Hey there, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my QAnon broadcast for Monday, July 15th. Welcome to the show. Those of you who are following along and want to find Q posts and do your own research, you can find them on a number of different websites, including qmap.pub and qanon.pub. If you have an Android device and you would like to get notifications when Q is posting, there are a couple of options. Qmaps has an app you can install. There is also Q Alerts, both the light and the regular version. My theme for this broadcast is Hunters Become the Hunted. Just a word for those of you who have iPhones. There is now a way to get Q notifications on your iPhone. You can install the Get Pushed app. Provides push notifications from a number of different websites to your phone. Once you have the app installed, if you open it, click the plus sign at the top right and look for QAnon updates, or you can go to this page, qanonupdates.com/QAnon SMS sign up, and or just scan this QR code that you need to do. If you click on this link that's on my Twitter thread, it'll take you to a page that has a QR code and it has the updates on it. Scan the QR code and or add the QAnon updates from the menu and you're good to go. All right, gonna get rolling here. Q had a couple of drops last night. This is actually yesterday afternoon, just before noon Arizona time. It's a link to a YouTube video, and Q wrote, "These people are sick. Hunters become the hunted." Rusty Shackelford, who we are now calling the Drone Anon, has been doing some drone flyovers on Epstein's Island, Little St. James, and the link to Q's video is a link to this video. But I'll show you some close-up pictures here. At the end of this thread, I posted the link to the video and some images. All right, moving along. So people have been wondering, what happened to the dome on top of that kind of temple structure on Epstein's Island? According to the AP, the Golden Dome flew off during a storm in 2017 during hurricane season. All right. Since Epstein's arrest, at least 12 more people have come forward to Southern District of New York and claimed that they are victims. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more than that by the time this is all over. This is a link to a New York Post article. A 21-year-old at the time, this was back in 2002, I think, this model, Elizabetta Tai, came to the States, said she met Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell at a mansion in New York. She was told she was going to meet a man who could get her a gig modeling for Victoria's Secret. The encounter turned into a nightmare as Epstein allegedly stripped off his clothes and asked her to give him a massage. She freaked out and left the building. This is just one of many stories of people who've had bad, negative experiences with Epstein. Q posted a link to the article, Ghislaine Maxwell, Follow the Family, UK, US, 1 and 2. So those are the first two connections. Now we have a mention of umbrella surveillance. You do the leapfrog where you have 1 through 4 points of contact. In umbrella surveillance, you have a circle of people who are under surveillance through the target. Then you expand that out, you surveil each of those people, and that's the second ring of contacts. Then you connect to their contacts, that's the third ring, and then their contacts is the fourth kind of circle of influence. Q is asking us to find 4 in brackets, open source. All right, there's a link to a Zimbio search with the term Ghislaine Maxwell 2014 ETM Children Benefit Gala. And then again we have New York Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children in the kill box queue. The link points to a photo of Ghislaine Maxwell taken when she attended the 2014 Education Through Music Children's Benefit Gala on May 6th, 2014. If you go to that link, it's just you'll find this picture, and that's a starting point. Ghislaine Maxwell is a daughter of media mogul Robert Maxwell. His body was found floating naked in the waters off the Canary Islands near his yacht that was named Lady Ghislaine. Interestingly, the coroner ruled his death an accident, but Ghislaine Maxwell later on claimed that he was murdered, and we don't really know what happened with him. Robert Maxwell was the owner of the New York Daily News, along with other news agencies. His Mirror Group newspapers ran into a lot of financial trouble. Maxwell ended up raiding the pensions of that company to the tune of $1.2 billion. At the time, it was one of the probably, I think, the largest scandal, financial scandal in UK history. Ghislaine Maxwell attended Oxford University. She founded the Kit Kat Club for Women. After her father's death, she moved to New York. She lived as a Manhattan socialite, and that is where she met Jeffrey Epstein. Maxwell's closest friends are said to be Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew. There are a lot of photos of her and Prince Andrew on the internet you can find. She has been accused of procuring underage women for both of them. Accused, but has not been charged with any criminal activity yet. Although she has been involved in a number of lawsuits, civil lawsuits, from some of the women who have claimed to be victims. All right. Q asks Anons, again, this is kind of an update from one of the Anons. Q wants us to do the umbrella surveillance since the data is open source. Umbrella surveillance equals listing more than one level of connections relative to the main suspect, who is Ghislaine Maxwell. Each connection level is a hop. First hop leads to UK. He thinks that suspect is Robert Maxwell. Second leads to the US. We need to find the fourth hop that will connect us to the New York Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. So digging ons. All right. And I did a little digging. There are a number of different websites out there where you can research people and connections. One of them is called Little Sis. It is something of a left-leaning website. It is uses volunteer researchers, but it does have a pretty decent job of connecting people through donations, through family members, through friendships and business associations. So I put in Ghislaine Maxwell, came up with this list, Andrew Cuomo, and you've got Bill Clinton as a social connection friend, Prince Andrew, Robert Maxwell, of course, different people. So that is one resource. There's a lot of resources out there. And I think if we do enough researching, we'll eventually find the connections. And Anon found this photo. Nat Rothschild is far left. Ghislaine Maxwell is far right. He posted on the board. Q responded to that. Coincidence that those who have been mentioned in the past are now coming into the light. Think LDR, Linda Rothschild. Think Gloria V, that's Gloria Vanderbilt. Think Epstein. Think other people. There will be other people coming into the light as this goes on. And Anon posted this, and he said, this is the area I'm really interested in. We have not one, but two tunnel bunker entrances, one of them leading under the big flagpole house. This is an aerial shot from that drone footage that the drone Anon posted, Rusty Shackelford. And the drone Anon went out and did some more research today. I'll show you some photos of that at the end of this video. All right, so we have this kind of a green, looks like an entrance to a bunker, and then we've got another structure over here, the green one. I'll show you some pictures of that. This is a little better view of one of them, and this is a little better view of the second one. All right, and Anon posted this image, and you can see it's actually like a rectangular structure. It looks like sort of a storage shed. And here's another view of it. And it's just more angles from different Anons posting. Q then said, this is not another four-year election. This is a quote from that video that Q has often posted. Drain the swamp does not simply refer to removal of those corrupt in D.C., God wins, Q. Following his arrest, Epstein's lawyers proposed a plea deal to the Southern District of New York. They proposed that Epstein would fully cooperate with investigators. He would give up the names of people involved. In exchange, he would receive a sentence of no more than 5 years. I don't believe we have any information on whether that plea deal has been accepted. Q posted this: how do you eliminate a liability? Where is Epstein being held? Reconcile. Do you believe in coincidences? Powerful people connected. Panic. Q. All right. So what is that talking about? Well, there was this pesky power outage in Manhattan the other night. This one anon said, yeah, the New York City power outage, we knew that was about him. This anon said, Epstein is safer in jail. There are many who want him dead, I'm sure. Okay, so the power outage the other night was in Midtown Manhattan, west of Central Park and north of about 40th Street. And Epstein is being held in the Metropolitan Correctional Center. It's in Lower Manhattan. It's quite a ways from there, but it's possible someone was messing with the power grid in an effort to maybe create a distraction or some way do something to Epstein to harm him. Okay. Gonna do a little rabbit hole alert here. While I was doing my research, I stumbled upon something interesting. So Q has mentioned several times recently New York Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children. He placed him in a kill box. As I was doing research, I found this last night or yesterday afternoon. New York Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children hosted its 8th annual spring luncheon. One of the guest speakers, and this is on April 12th of this year, one of the guest speakers is Vicki Cornell, widow of legend Chris Cornell. All right. So I thought, really? They had Vicki at their spring luncheon this year. All right. So, short rabbit trail. Vicki is a widow of Soundgarden frontman Chris Cornell. He died in May of 2017 while on tour. I think the coroner ruled his cause of death an overdose. 2 months after his death, Cornell's family donated $100,000 to establish a music therapy program in Seattle. But there is a darker side to the story, and it has to do with rumors that Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington had been interviewing people who had been abused by music mogul David Geffen. Now, again, these are just rumors. Geffen hasn't been charged with anything, but just going to roll with this here. So Chester Bennington was a musician. He was lead singer for Linkin Park. Later, he became a lead singer for Stone Temple Pilots. He suffered sexual abuse from the time he was 7 years old to the time he was 14. Supposedly, allegedly, Geffen found out what Cornell and Bennington were up to and put an end to it. That story about Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington can be found on a blind item thread on Reddit. Here's a link to it. I will post it in the description box along with this video. Long story short, the summary is supposedly Cornell and Bennington interviewed a lot of people, found out some people had been supposedly abused by David Geffen, and then confronted him about what they found. In December of 2017, an anon posted this: rest in peace, Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell. They tried to move on Geffen and paid the price. Q actually responded to that post. The versus to, everything has meaning. Q. All right, so people have been asking me, what the heck does that mean? Q doesn't always come out and say, yes, you're right. Yes, this is what happened. Yes, Geffen did this. Q will give you a nod or a wink, an obtuse remark to confirm you're on the right track. So the anon said, they tried to move on Geffen. Q corrected them and said they tried the move on Geffen and they paid the price. What is the move? Well, I think that Q is just implying that they did confront Geffen with what they'd found and it didn't end well for them. This exposure of corruption is going to hit a lot of people. People that no one has suspected. One of the major goals of Donald Trump's presidency is the removal of corruption on a global scale. And that is in I think, virtually every area of society. It's in Hollywood. It is in academia. It is in the church. It is in politics. It is everywhere. It's rampant. Since most people are unaware of the depth of corruption in society, it is going to open their eyes to the truth when this comes out. It is going to bring a great awakening. And Q posted the Great Awakening. Q. I believe this is also going to be a spiritual awakening. Since Q has returned, fake news media has resumed their attacks against Q and Q followers. Q wrote, fake news attacks only validate the message. The old guard is threatened. Think size and scope of continual mainstream media attacks. Godfather 3, Q. We haven't seen Godfather 3 as a signature in a Q post for quite a while. So Godfather 3 is a signature. Signatures are coded words that indicate subjects or events that are about to happen. This is a post from Q from Saturday, November 4th of 2017. So this was just 6 or 7 days into Q's mission. My signatures all reference upcoming events about to drop, if that hasn't been caught on. Snow White, Godfather 3, Q. All right. Snow White is a reference to things related to the CIA. Other signatures from Q are Iron Eagle, Hunt for Red October, Godfather 3. A lot of Q's signatures have to do with movie titles. Godfather 3 has to do with the Vatican. If you look at the plot structure of the movie Godfather 3, there is a similar reality in life that has to do with the deep state and the Vatican and corruption and money laundering and the mob. And when Q gives us a Godfather 3 signature, that is a heads up that something is about to drop concerning those issues. So just, I guess, be aware of that and be looking for something related to the Vatican. All right, Q then posted this, a week to remember, Q. Usually Q posted at the beginning of a week on a Sunday. Some people have said, oh, it was a week to remember, right? Past week, all this news coming out related to Epstein. But I think this is looking forward as a week to remember, a predictor. Q then posted this, Smollett, Jussie Smollett, in brackets. Federal charges coming. Watch the news. These people are stupid, Q. So I guess we'll be looking for the announcement of federal charges against Jussie Smollett, who probably thought he was going to get off scot-free. This is one of those videos from the Drone Anon, a better view of that. Those doors and that entrance, it looks like an underground tunnel of some kind going there. And then here's another picture. This, to me, just looks like an outside storage shed, although it could be something else. That is all I have for you on this update. Keep Denise and I in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. And I will catch you on the next broadcast.